That is a big B, standing for Buffalo and standing for billion.
It's a nice, neat dollar figure for a city Governor Cuomo described in his State of the State speech as one in crisis and in need of dramatic action. Add another B for business, which Cuomo envisions will be lured to Buffalo, catalyzing an economic comeback.
This is a kind of what I would call a massive intervention.
Howard Zimsky is co-chair of the Western New York Regional Economic Council. As a developer in Buffalo, he's seen decades of decline and aborted efforts to turn things around. Overnight, the city's now relevant again to the business world, Zimsky says. To him, the billion is
unheard of, almost unimaginable in the context of what our history is. It's not just newsworthy, it's jaw-dropping, extraordinary commitment and opportunity.
To some extent, it's like putting lipstick on a pig. The billion's meant to be enough to convince businesses that it's worth it to deal with New York's tax code and regulatory environment. Cuomo has issued a charge to Western New York leaders to scour the globe to find promising business leads. To turn those leads into deals, the state promises to kick in incentives like tax breaks, grants, or whatever else is in the government's legal arsenal, says Zimsky.
This is really about doing deals. This money is contingent in a way on us bringing private sector dollars to the table.
So no deals means no dough. Reversing a half century of economic malaise won't be easy, Zimsky admits, especially for a city perceived as cold, poor, run down, and shrinking. In fact, risking a billion in taxpayer dollars on such a challenging task isn't something Cuomo once improvised.
Government has to make the initial investment.
That's Wally Altus, former president of the Albany Chamber of Commerce. He helped court the nanotech industry to Albany starting in the mid-90s with state help.
Which then attracts the private sector money to follow. The government sort of has to kickstart it.
If Buffalo wants to mimic Albany's success, it may take more than $1 billion. In Albany, the state has spent or offset more than $2.5 billion to create, so far, fewer than 3,000 jobs.
You know, we can decry that, but it's the reality of modern economic development. And obviously, there are a lot of skeptics at first. There's simply no question about it.
But more than a decade into the Albany experiment, private investment is starting to roll in, including a recent pledge from Intel to spend $5 billion to create 800 jobs. Altus says Buffalo could reap similar rewards by clustering companies from the same industry.
It's the thought that brains want to be with brains, and they share research, they share thoughts and ideas, and they create synergies by simply being proximal.
The city already has a strong nucleus of healthcare and medical research outfits at the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. But before Buffalo starts wagging its $1 billion carrot to attract medical companies, the money must first receive legislative approval, which is far from assured given the state's financial trouble, Altus says.
No, I wish them good luck.
In the meantime, the Economic Council's Howard Zimsky says a strategy to spend the hypothetical billion is in the works.
We're not going to let grass grow under our feet here.
And neither is Cuomo, who has hit the media circuit since his speech to drum up support. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.